Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Cleveland's defense the best you will have faced thus far this season?
Yeah. I mean, I think just statistically and play style, you know, they're playing at a high level. They're playing with a lot of confidence. It's a lot of speed, a lot of disruption. You know, they don't give you a whole lot of time to make decisions. And then there's enough, you know, change-ups in there that, you know, you just have to be good. You have to be sound. And you can't hold on to the ball. You know, coverage is sticky and linebackers are fast.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready?
Ready for a Patriots Friday game?
I was born ready, Jones. Bring it on. Patriots Friday. Keep this winning streak going. Smack around the Browns a little bit on Sunday.
Well,
I'm in. Or will they?
Or will they, Keith?
Good start.
It is a Patriots Friday, but not just a Patriots Friday.
No, it's a jam-packed program once again.
Top five Friday.
Yeah, we got a good one.
At 10:45, the top five Browns all time.
Top five Browns.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I wonder how much overlap. Because we never see each other's lists. Sometimes I wish that we had, because there have been times where I'm like, oh, this is a good one, and then you also have it. Top five Saints was a good one a couple weeks ago.
Top five Saints was tremendous.
But we had too much overlap. There was like two or three overlaps.
Amon Ross St. Brown.
Of all the Saints out there.
Yeah.
Well, tune in to find out if Amon Ross St. Brown makes this one.
Damn it. He's not on mine. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, famously, you forgot about St. Patrick.
I did.
And the St. Paul school.
I want to have the Saints back. I need a redo on Saints. Browns, I do feel confident
Super
in.
Bowl. For the Super Bowl, we could do
Super Bowl.
That one. Yeah, yeah.
We could have done top 15 Browns.
Oh,
Browns was really difficult to whittle down to five.
It's going to be a jam-packed honorable mentions category.
We should start now with the honorable mentions.
When we do top five
at
10:45, so stay tuned for that. It is also a day for the Friday four-pack. Four-pack of questions for Pats and Browns. At 11:30, we got the Week in Review, 12:45, of course.
Oh, the keys.
Don't miss the keys. Keefe's keys to Patriots and Browns at 1 o'clock, plus the Milkman.
Woo!
Milton Williams is going to join us on a Patriots Friday. We got the Bozo Touchdown Parlay. Survivor picks for you and I, since
just
we're
us.
the only two remaining survivors.
The last two.
Just barely. I survived last week.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that in the grab bag today, plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Pats and Browns on Sunday, Keefe. It's well, they're through the difficult three consecutive road game stretch.
Yeah.
They are back home. And if this were the NHL, I could just hear Razor telling us that it's the first home game after a road trip.
Yeah.
So is this a case where we're looking at a potential trap game for the Patriots? Browns are a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
They're 7.5-point favorites. It's expected to be a low scoring game. So how are you a touchdown plus favorite in a game where the over-under is 40 and a half, whatever it is.
You're not expecting much from the Cleveland offense. That's why.
There's not a lot of margin for error, though, in there, right, is my point. Does this qualify as a trap game?
No, I don't think it does, because I think there has been an emphasis put on the home games and like winning some home games. Like this road stretch was really impressive. They're 4-0 on the road. Mike Vrabel referred to them as road warriors, the Legion of Doom. But so far this year, your two losses, one of them now really in hindsight looks bad because Vegas might be one of the worst teams in the league.
Their only win is you.
Yeah, and that's the first game of the season.
And
but
Gino
yeah,
carved you up.
Smoked you. And then you turn it over a million times at home against Pittsburgh. And so your only home win so far is Carolina, another game where there was a slow start. But then, you know, then you rolled after that. But I think there's a lot of point of emphasis on that. Plus, there's Vrabel's, it's not even coach speak when you're talking about how good the Cleveland defense is. So even though overall they're not a very good team, they have reasons not to take them lightly, specifically Myles Garrett and even the rest of the guys on defense. They want to keep their winning streak going. You know, any given Sunday kind of thing, yeah, there's going to be upsets. There's going to be teams that are favored by or 7-point dogs that win this weekend probably. But I wouldn't view it as any kind of trap game because I don't think it's like, oh, we're looking ahead to Atlanta or we're looking ahead to, like, if you had Buffalo next week, maybe it would qualify for that. But no, I think they know one of the things they need to do is figure out the starts, right, offensively and more specifically defensive starts and start racking up some wins at home. So no, I think there's a lot of reasons for them to be all geared up.
Why do you think they struggle at home?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it's they've only had three opportunities thus far, and Pittsburgh game is still so strange to me because they had a chance to go down and tie the game late, and then they couldn't do it. And five turnovers, and you were still in it. So, like, it's not like they got smoked by Aaron Rodgers, and it's not like Pittsburgh's defense was amazing. I mean, Ramondre Stevenson fumbled going into the end zone. Like, that game really...
The over should have hit.
It was a smart bet.
The over, I think that was a win for us officially.
It was a win.
Yeah.
Patriots money line and the over was a win, even though it was for sure a loss.
Even though I lost money on it, that should have been a win.
That money's not coming back, but I still feel good about that. But the instincts were sound. No, but that's a weird one. Yeah, I don't know why they're bad. Now, I guess you could spin a positive and say the last time we saw them at home, they shook off a slow start and then rolled on Carolina, who over the last few weeks looks like maybe a decent team.
Yeah, actually not as horrible as we thought. Yeah. So I don't know why they've struggled at home. I don't have a good answer for it. It dates back multiple coaches. It's been a long time since they've struggled in this building. But I do think you tying it to why it's not a trap game is a smart way to look at it. They're not going to take any team lightly at home because they suck so bad at home.
Yeah.
Or at least Vrabel has the opportunity to really remind them of that. Like, hey, guys, don't take anybody. We lost to the Raiders at home.
Right.
Okay. We turned it over five times against Pittsburgh at home. Even Carolina, as you just said, carved us up to start that game. Don't take anybody lightly at home. Okay. We've been good on the road. We are road warriors. It's time to, as Steph Diggs said this week, protect the house. And knowing what we know about the players and how they talked about Vrabel last week and his return to Tennessee, I think the players have a way of regurgitating right now what Vrabel is saying and buying in on what Vrabel's saying. And I bet you that's a good window into what Vrabel's saying. Mm-hmm. Guys, the theme of this week, protect the house, because we've been horrible at home. It doesn't matter that it's the Cleveland Browns. They are, by some metrics, one of the toughest defenses in the league. So you have it cut out for you at home, your work cut out for you, and we got to take care of business on our home field before we start taking anybody lightly. And as long as they do that, they should be fine. They're touchdown favorites for a reason. Mm-hmm. It might not be pretty. It may not be as easy to score as it has been for the last couple of weeks. Drake May turn it over.
Right.
He may have some
may not.
Incompletions. I think he may.
He may.
He may have some incompletions and not have the the 80 or 90% completion percentage that he's had.
It could happen.
But I still think they win and win comfortably. The only way they don't is if for some reason they let up after the three games.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In road trip, and they should not because they've been so bad at home.
But I also think Mike Vrabel is the right guy in this sense where they're 5-2. That's awesome. But, like, you're 5-2. A lot of teams are 5-2. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think they've gotten a lot of positive attention in part because you didn't really know what it was going to look like, and maybe they've exceeded expectations because they could have been 5-2, but flipped the Vegas and the Buffalo result, and you would have been like, all right, they didn't beat anybody. Yeah, but they beat Buffalo, so, like, that changes things. And so now it's, like, it's a stronger 5-2 than it could have been. But I think you have a veteran coaching staff. And you brought in a bunch of veteran players that have been on good teams, but, like, what does that do? Like, all right, great, you're 5-2, but you got to sort of build on that. You got to continue to prove that you're good because week to week, we see how everyone's talking up, you know, Tampa Bay, for example, then they go out and have an absolute dud. You know, you're talking up, you know, this team, and then they go out and stink. Or, like, you start to write off one team, and then, like, all the difference a week makes.
I mean, the Chargers last night are a good example.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I had Vikings money line. It's been a rough 48 hours for your boy on the gambling markets.
Should we run away from your bozo pick, or do we embrace it this week? What do we do? Yeah.
Maybe. I'm assuming all the games are fixed, which we'll get to.
I want my money back.
That's got to be what's going on.
I want all my money back.
Everything's got to be fixed based on the way that my bets have gone over the last 48 hours. But, like,
can I get a refund check?
I still think the Chargers are kind of trash. They started hot. They've been bad. Last night they rolled.
They might be a playoff team, though.
Well, but this is my point.
Yeah.
They're 5-3, and we look at them like they're nothing special. I mean, the Patriots are 5-2. They should not be acting like they're a cut above really anybody.
Yeah.
And if they do, that's a problem.
But I think they've done a good job with that because it's been 2 weeks since the Buffalo win. And the Buffalo win only made them 3-2, but that's really when the conversation started to change.
Yep.
And it was like, oh, the AFC's not as good as we thought it was going to be. Maybe Buffalo's not as good. Or even if you want to say they are good, well, the Patriots just beat them. And then they didn't follow that up with losses at all or even bad performances. Like, they went out and beat the Saints on the road. They beat the Titans on the road. And so they haven't had that, like, oh, we are pretty good. Like, they're not sniffing their own toots.
No, not yet. I do think the Saints game, and maybe this will be lower scoring, but I think this one could feel like the Saints game, where you're like, why haven't they put the Browns away yet?
Yeah.
And
where it's like a one-possession game, but you don't feel like you're going to lose it either.
Yeah. And look, I don't think May is going to just, every time he drops back, huck it 50 yards and have a completion. That was like a cheat code
in that game.
Yeah. I don't think that. But I think it could play out in a similar fashion where the Patriots win and maybe even cover. Stay tuned for the keys for that.
Yeah, that's a little bit later.
What do the Patriots need to prove? And I think you might have hinted at some of this, but what do you want them to prove on the field this weekend beyond just another win
and keeping it rolling?
You know, what specifically do you want to see?
I do want them to really smother the Browns offense. The Browns offense isn't much of anything. And I think Vrabel it's not just me and you saying this. Vrabel's really going to want to watch that first drive. Is it going to be a Bryce Young, Cam Ward, Spencer Rattler? Like, are any of these guys who aren't good quarterbacks, but for some reason, and whether it's the scripted plays or not, move down the field, do things that you weren't prepared for, and score? I'm glad they're able to make adjustments and all that, but there's sort of a theme. Certainly the two losses, but even a bunch of the wins they've had, that first possession, you make the other team look pretty good. And Dylan Gabriel and the Browns offense is not good. So, like, yeah, I'm interested in the running game. I'm interested in, you know, obviously Drake May. But the one thing that stands out to me is if the Browns get the ball first, do the Patriots, you know, turn it over, get a punt, whatever, or do they allow them to score and then make the adjustments?
So I agree with you, and I think it's this week's Verizon matchup. It is the Patriots' defense against the Browns' offense early. They have been carved up, Geno Smith, even Aaron Rodgers when he needed it at home. Never mind Bryce Young early. Never mind Spencer Rattler and Cam Ward early last week. They have been carved up early in the game on scripted plays, scripted drives, first one, two, three drives of the game. And then they've been able to right the ship, which is good. I guess I would prefer they fix it as the game goes on, certainly, than let it continue to spiral out of control and get out of hand. But how they start the game, to me, is the key to the game defensively. We've been harping on it for a while. To me, it's telling that coming out of last week's game, Vrabel was harping on it. So it'll be more egregious if the team doesn't correct that early at home this week. So that's your Verizon matchup brought to you by the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. I said it before, and I've been wrong, because pretty much everybody gets to them the first couple drives of the game. I think this is a week where they nip it in the bud. I don't think the Browns are going to do much at all on offense. First drive, second drive, third drive, any drive. I don't really see them doing that this week, so I'll be disappointed if they don't start the game doing that.
I mean, the Browns last week was the first week they scored more than 17 points in a game, and they also needed a pick six to help get that, and a horrible performance by Miami. So it was only their second win. Their other win was a surprise. So this is the thing, though, with them is they did beat Green Bay. And at that time, nobody thought Green Bay – in fact, that's only Green Bay's only loss, right? Because they had a tie.
Yep, correct. There was also the tie against Dallas, yeah.
Like, Green Bay might be the best team in the NFC, and Cleveland beat them. So, I mean, that's
– Flacco.
Flacco. Yeah, I guess you like Flacco. But Flacco wasn't doing much before that.
No.
After that, even. Well, and they barely won. They won 13-10.
Cleveland Flacco, not so good.
But that's the thing is, like, what did they score? One touchdown in the game, and they won? So that's sort of – that's the formula for – Cleveland, like, they're going to need to force a bunch of turnovers like Pittsburgh did to the Patriots. So I guess, like, Cleveland would say, hey, we need to play like the Green Bay game. And then if the Patriots play anywhere near like the Pittsburgh game, that would sort of be the formula for an upset.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.